Exodus 4, verses 27 to 31. Moses and Aaron. Verse 27. The Lord said to Aaron, "Go into the desert to meet Moses." So he met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him. These two men, these two brothers, meeting after 40 years. What joy there must have been here. God sent Aaron. This was no accidental meeting. This was providential. This was God's sovereignty in action. Verse 27, the Lord said to Aaron, Go into the desert to meet Moses. This was no accident, I say. This was no chance meeting. This was God's appointment. He was working at both ends. So he met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him. There's no emails here. There's no telephone calls. There's no texting. There's no mobile phones here. But God is working. I speak this to the encouragement of all true believers. I want to find encouragement myself. Brother, sister, our God is sovereign. He governs, he rules, he directs, he arranges, he decrees, he orders all things. This God is our God. This God is sovereign. We don't live by luck and chance and fate. God is appointing these events. Pharaoh is being ordered too, although he doesn't know it. He is being moved. And these characters are all coming together at God's appointment. We read that Aaron was glad to see Moses, verse 27. So he met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him. Yes, he was glad to see him. Verse 14, the Lord had promised that Aaron's heart will be glad when he sees you. God had promised this. And again, he is the promising and the performing God. Brother and sister, God has made exceeding great and precious promises to us. And they will come to pass. The Lord Jesus will come again. We shall be raised from the ground. We shall ascend and be with Christ forever. And so on and so on. We walk by faith now. But by faith we believe the promises of God. Because our God is not only a promising God, he is a performing God. He works his purpose out. I've used the illustration before. When I was a boy, I used to do jigsaws. Some jigsaws were cheap. And you could fit the pieces together, but they didn't stay fitted together. And yet others had on the box fully interlocking, which meant that once you fixed the two pieces together, they stayed fixed. You could almost pick them up because they were fully interlocking. God's actions, promises, performances are fully interlocking. Let us be encouraged by that, brother and sister. Unbeliever, be warned by it. God, the God with whom you have to deal, the God with whom you have to have dealings, you have to face, is sovereign in his decrees, in his warnings, in his promises. And he has said, it is appointed unto you, unto men, unto you, once to die. And after this, the judgment, and it will come to pass. Do not dither with God. Do not think he is like a man, saying one thing but cannot perform. No. What he says, he will do. Moses tells Aaron everything. 28. Then Moses told Aaron everything the Lord had sent him to say, and also about all the miraculous signs he had commanded him to perform. God had told Aaron to go into the desert, but he had not told him what it was all about. As God had said earlier on, that Moses would be the mouthpiece of God to Aaron. And Aaron finds out things through Moses, 15 and 16, that's the promise. And Aaron, hearing these words through Moses from God, is thrilled, verse 14. Glad. His heart will be glad. And he will go and do it. This is what God had promised. The Lord told Moses, and Moses told Aaron. And Aaron, therefore, went in that strength. These two men are talking about the purposes of God, the purposes of God for Israel. I don't know what they did talk about besides this, but nothing is recorded. Certainly the major thing is not the family or the sites or their histories. It's the work of God. What an encouragement it is to us to be engaged in God's work. And together these two men, 29 to 31, they go to the Israelites and they tell them all the purpose of God. Moses and Aaron brought together all the elders of the Israelites, and Aaron told them everything the Lord had said to Moses. He also performed the signs before the people, and they believed. And when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. So these two men obeyed God, and they went to the people. And what was their talk about? It was about God the Lord, his sovereign action, his glorious purpose. And the people rejoiced together. In chapter 3, verse 18, God had told Moses that the elders of Israel will listen to you. And then you and the elders are to go to the king of Egypt and so on. And in chapter 4 and verse 5, they will believe is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. And the Israelites do believe, and they're encouraged, and they bow down and they worship. But we have to be careful here. We know that the early dew of morning is going to pass away very quickly. The early dew of morning has passed away at noon. What am I saying? Oh yes, the Israelites are delighted at this stage, but it isn't long before they're turning against Moses and rejecting this intervention by God. It reminds me of Christ. Luke 4:15, I think it is. The people praised him when he began to preach, but it isn't long before the praising turns to crucify, crucify, crucify. My brothers and sisters, let us beware of early promise from us and early gladness at the things of God and the word of God. Maybe see it through to the very end. In the parable of the sower, you know, some received the seed, the ground, and it germinated, and it went with great joy. Oh yes, they received it with joy, but they withered and perished. May we not be of that ilk. Perhaps I'm addressing some. Years ago you heard the gospel, and you so say did come to Christ. Yes, yes, but it all vanished, like the dew of morning burning away in the sun. Is God speaking to you through this discourse now? Will you come back and begin again? And will you continue? John 15, we must abide in Christ. We must continue. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. It's not just the beginning. The beginning is good for Israel. But it's the continuance. Above all, it's the finishing. Ahab said something right. Don't let a man boast when he puts his armor on. The proper time for boasting, if at all, is when he takes it off, when he's finished the job. But what was the end of this meeting? They believed. They were glad. They rejoiced. And they bowed down. And they worshipped. God had seen their misery. But the result was not delight in themselves and their good fortune, as they might call it, but the worship of God. And that's the end of all spiritual experience. That's why God has given us his word. That's why the gospel is preached. That's why we assemble together. That's why I do these courses, write my books, or whatever I do. Whatever we do, my friends, it must be for the glory and the worship and the praise of God. They bowed down and worshipped. Unbeliever, that's my word to you. Salvation in Christ will be for your everlasting joy. But the great motive for your conversion is the glory of God and the praise and worship of his name. And so we come to the end of chapter 4 of Exodus. Moses and Aaron have met the Israelites. And the stage is now set, and all is boding fair. But the storm clouds are gathering. But this is not just Moses and Aaron and the Israelites and Pharaoh. This is the eternal decree of God in covenant history, redemption through covenant history. The covenant with Abraham is now moving to the next great stage, the covenant with Israel through Moses. Then will come David. Ultimately will come the Christ and the glory of the new covenant. This is the next great step in that fulfillment of God's eternal purpose. Yes, we're looking at the individual events, but let us see the overall big picture. God is at work in the history of redemption through covenants, and the stage is now set for this next epoch, the Mosaic Covenant with Israel. Events will move thick and fast now, and God is working his purpose out. Brother and sister, let us go on in that encouragement and hope today. An unbeliever, bow the knee to this sovereign God, for he is the one with whom you have to do.